This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Podfest Niger has come and gone. For one bright day in Lagos, it felt like the heartbeat of African podcasting. HarbourPoint was alive. Creators, brand executives, and policy voices gathered to talk about the future of this medium. It was loud, confident, hopeful even. And then it ended. Now the lights are out, the mics packed, and the applause has faded. So, what next? Innovations, challenges, and opportunities in podcasting. This is Into the Podverse. I'm Tony Doe. Welcome to the show. The festival proved something we already sensed. Nigeria's podcast scene isn't small, it's just scattered. Podfest Niger pulled the threads together, and for the first time, the Ministry of Art, Culture and the Creative Economy called podcasting a national milestone. And that moment mattered. It basically said, we see you. But you see, moments fade. Industries grow, and for podcasting in Nigeria to grow, we have to move from event to ecosystem. If Podfest Niger ends as a once-a-year reunion, we've missed the point. What we need is a living network, regular meetups in major cities across the nation, smaller listening salons hosted by schools, churches, and even media houses. A festival celebrates, but connection is what will sustain us. And we must start keeping receipts. Where are all those keynote talks, those lessons shared on stage? An archive is absolutely necessary. And I've seen that they're doing that already. Now imagine a digital hub where every Podfest clip, panel and slide lives on. So future creators can learn, journalists can quote, and sponsors can measure progress. That is how you build continuity. Next, let's talk data. We cannot grow what we don't measure. Brands need proof of reach, creators need proof of growth, and policy makers need proof of impact. A shared set of podcast metrics, downloads, engagement minutes, verified audiences would change everything. It's time to standardize our numbers and not our noise. And training. We need more hands, not just more hosts. Editors, producers, ad ops managers, the backroom crew that keeps the sound clean and the shows sustainable. Podfest could easily birth short boot camps that train these roles, feeding new talent into the ecosystem. That's employment. That is industry. Representation matters too. The next Podfest should sound like Nigeria in full color. Regional languages, experimental shows, inclusion, a strategy. The more voices we platform, the deeper our roots will go. And finally, the policy part. The government showed up. Good. Now, let's turn the presence into partnership. Studio grants, tax breaks, clearer IP protection for podcasters. Podfest Niger proved we have appetite, and now we need structure, consistency, and collaboration. Because if we do this right, next year's Podfest won't feel like a sequel. It will actually feel like something new, a renewal, a rebirth. The applause was the overture. The real show starts now. I hope today's episode sparked some ideas, tackled the challenge, or opened your eyes to a new opportunity. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review. Your support helps keep this conversation going. And if you've got thoughts or stories of your own, then please reach out to me at Tony Doe Media on social media. I'd love to hear them. Until next time, keep innovating, growing, and chasing those opportunities. Chat again soon.
Ina Indeshwa na AfriPods.